Hello, and thanks for joining us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshed Harel. Hello. Today we'd like to talk about something very special, an article called The Freedom. It was written by the great Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, also known as Baal HaSulam, literally meaning the master of the ladder. It was written in the 1930s. It's an article that can give us many, many new insights regarding our life and how can we make it much, much better. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, so this time we'd like to talk about freedom. From the point of view of the day-to-day life that we're all familiar with. And we see that throughout history, people got rid of different limitations and frameworks. If in the past you had to dress in a specific way, or there were certain conventions that you had to keep. So it's not that you don't have conventions today, but it all became much more subtle. And a person has a much greater sense of freedom. You're free to choose your spouse. You can wear what you want, usually. You can think freely. You can practically say whatever you think. People can even change their sex if they feel that this is what they need. But with all the lack of boundaries and definitions, that on the one hand we feel really good about it, but also it comes with a certain hardship. If in the past we grew into a picture that we're familiar with, we knew what we want, what we believe in, where we headed. Today this situation created lots of confusion, loneliness in many respects. If in the past your parents chose your spouse, then today, because of the way we look for a spouse, there is also lots of loneliness in this respect. And people, they're in constant search. On the one hand, we don't want to give up the freedom that we've achieved. On the other hand, it comes with many shortcomings. And today we'd like to talk about our freedom, and I'd like to start with the question of why is freedom so important to us? Why are we trying to get rid of all possible limitations? I think that freedom is important for each particle of creation, starting with the still, then the vegetative, and the animate too, not only for people. But there, you have no such question. And therefore, they have no problem with it. Also, the human species has developed for thousands and thousands of years until we began asking ourselves, are we free or not? And if we are, then to what extent? And maybe we're not free in a part of life, and then why? And if so, who dictates everything? Who controls us? And so on. Meaning humanity didn't immediately reach the concept of freedom. If we're talking about freedom in terms of how ancient tribes fought for it thousands of years ago, then these two are things that it wasn't a question about freedom. They weren't fighting for freedom. Meaning, when did the question of freedom, when did it really become problematic? We know that for a long period of time, humanity lived in slavery. And there was no question about freedom. Neither the masters nor the servants asked about it. It was very clear of the obvious. Their development was such that eventually they were content with it, both the slaves and also the masters. Later, when humanity developed further, the masters started asking, what do I need to care for someone else for and to think that I have a slave all the time? that I have to take care of because he's my property and maybe I don't exactly know what to do with them and how to use them. And the servant, the slave, started asking, what do I need that for? What do I need a master for? I want to be my own master. And then problems started, but also, not really, because we don't hear about collision, conflict, especially from the perspective of the slaves, because it's good and convenient to be a slave. But the matter of freedom, until it grows in humanity, it takes plenty of time until people start asking, I want freedom, I know what to do with freedom, I know how to use it for my own benefit. Really, how and what for? For this, you have to have a very special kind of intelligence in order to correctly use the concept of freedom. For me, it's easier if I'm under someone or something, and we see that to this day, people like it. They have a government, they have someone that thinks for them, there's someone that chooses for them, cares for them, and I live my small peaceful life. I'm well off. I have football, I have my couch, I have vacation, I have my salary. It's enough. It's also a kind of slavery. Today I'm a slave. I'm told who I have to be, what do I have to do. And within this framework, of course, I can find better things for myself, but I think that that too is not freedom. It's something that society gives me for me to choose the place in which I can enslave myself to society in the best possible place, in the best possible way. And therefore, we're living in times of slavery. Maybe it's a bit more hidden. And we even see it in non-hidden ways, the way the media controls us, the way the different Googles control us and so on. They all control us. So where's our freedom? And after that, I feel that I'm inflated with different information and methods. And after I decide something, it's not me. And man isn't man. What do you mean you decide and it's not you? Because it's not me that decides freely, but according to the way I was educated, taught, shaped. So, of course, I choose according to the way I was programmed. And so what follows is that you have no freedom. You don't. And also today, but in a bit more cunning way, where I don't exactly know the extent to which I'm being controlled by those that are sitting behind their computers with a keyboard and a mouse, controlling all of us, navigating us in different directions, what to do, where to go, what to buy, where to take your vacation, how to teach our children, how to prepare them to be slaves, the right kind of slaves, and so on. Meaning, I don't see that society has achieved any kind of freedom. It has only achieved a kind of envelope that's more cunning, that gives us an imaginary feeling that we're free. But really, we're not free. And the fact is that even the press, all the media, they tell us how much we're being controlled, that there are special methods, what to do with people, how to direct them, to like what kind of habits to have, and so on. I think we feel it really strongly. We're really slaves to technology, to money, to our convenience in our era. The choices that you make in life, they're directed this way to begin with, and in a way that I don't even feel that I'm being directed. It seems to me that I'm free. And this illusion, I think that a person feels the gap, because on the one hand, the person feels that as if, if we look back at history, then he's free of many other things. But really, many times a person feels that he's not really free. And does a person demand to be free? I think so. I think that even today, if in the past, obviously, physical freedom is of the obvious. That goes without saying. But I think that a person does want some kind of an ultimate inner freedom of the spirit of man or something like that, to have the ability to fly wherever he wants. He just doesn't know where and how. But he would like for this to somehow be. It's a kind of wish that's not really clear to people what exactly is it, but I think that internally, inside a person, this feeling does exist. That a person is a slave to many things. Furthermore, even those things that a person didn't feel tied down by in the past, like his family and children, then today he does. And he wants a kind of ultimate freedom. A person wants to be set free of pressures and responsibility. But does he know what to do with this new freedom? As a Kabbalist, when you say freedom, what do you mean? Because you described a situation that's not really freedom. Then what is it? We can say the following. Freedom of our own nature. This is what we need. Freedom of society, then okay, instead of this society, I need another one. The same with the family, also work. In the past, it was forbidden to change jobs. In the past, it was forbidden to get divorced, to move from place to place. Today, as if you can change anything, it's all allowed. But does a person know what he wants? We don't see that people correctly use the concept of freedom that they have attained in our times. No one tells them whether to work or not, and you even get paid for not working. You don't have to get married. You can choose whatever profession you want, if you want one at all. You can more or less choose where you want to live. And you're actually independent of everything. You can't replace your body yet. You can turn yourself from man to woman, from woman to man, but to really disconnect from the body, to be like in spirit, and to completely replace the body, you can't. And maybe you will be able to do it in the future. So eventually, what is freedom? We see that those areas, those habits, those conditions about which today we can say that we're free in, we don't know how to use them. I don't see that the people that got freedom from work, from the family, from their occupation, from their country, from anything and everything, that they feel that they're free. I don't feel that about them. I don't feel that they're joyous about this feeling of being free. Meaning they shifted into a different kind of slavery. They can't even say which. A slavery of an inconvenient feeling, despair, lack of framework, helplessness, lack of joy, lack of connection with other people. I remember my childhood, I saw people that got up early in the morning and went to work, came back from work, drank a bottle of beer, watched soccer together. Everyone did more or less the same. In the morning, on the way to work, and during the day, They used to exchange their impressions from some movie that they watched or a soccer game that they saw. And this was life. The ego was not that developed. And they were actually content with it. Everything was, so to speak, arranged. Home, family, kids, school, school for the children, pension, everything. Until you die, everything's arranged. And this gave people certain sense of belonging. And they didn't look for ways of how to run away from it. Today, we're maybe in a kind of intermediate phase where we can run away from all of this past style, but we haven't found the right, correct future style for ourselves that will give us a feeling of happiness, that we're in some organized, arranged place. I see people moving from country to country, changing professions, changing families, changing spouses. I don't know. The children were born in one family, grow up in another family, build something in the third family. And it's all, what's going on here? We are in a transitional phase. I'd say that it's like in the past there were revolutions. There were revolutions in transitional phases. From slavery to bourgeois, from bourgeois to the rule of the people, more or less. Today we're in a transitional phase, but first of all, people have to ask, what will they do with the freedom? Is freedom independence? What they call freedom, I think, is slavery, and a very cunning kind of slavery that gives a person the feeling that you can do whatever you feel like. Go ahead. We, from the point of view of the government, the legal system, you name it, we're not imposing anything. Please, go ahead. You're free to do as you will. And a person in that feels that he's truly miserable because he doesn't know what to do with himself. And we can see it according to the percent of despair. That really locks people at home in different places. They travel to the desert. They sit in the mountains. It's a problem. Freedom is not freedom. It's slavery, a new kind of slavery, and it's more and more, how to put it, pressuring, bittering than the way it used to be. Even though that seemingly people were happy. What, you think slavery was the way you see it in Hollywood movies? People lived that way for thousands of years. Okay, the concept of freedom and independence, it's something that's very important to Kabbalists too. And one of the greatest Kabbalists of our times, Bala Sulam, chose to write one of his basic articles about the concept, the subject of freedom. Why does a Kabbalist choose to deal with a person's freedom? Why is it so important? Because besides that, there's no other more important point in a person than freedom. If we have the ability to be free, to feel freedom, then being free of what? How do we use that freedom? When we use it, what do we reach? What does it mean to be free? Free of my own nature that closes me in, that brings me under the rule of foreign society, other people, the media, or even if I come out of it, I come out into some kind of space where I'm also not free. Am I free by being above the entire world? Then also then, what determines who and what am I? Meaning the concept of freedom demands us to reach a state where as if I'm supposed to be above nature, but with the entire ability to understand who am I, what is nature. Meaning freedom, I'd say that it becomes the highest point of reality, that otherwise I can't realize it. I don't realize it. I just swap one kind of slavery for another, more hidden, more revealed, but that's what it is. You mentioned several times the concept of being free of my own nature. And you said that the deepest, most inner thing that enslaves us is the human nature. What does it mean to be free of my own nature? What is my nature? What does it mean to be free of it? My nature is the egoistic desire that constantly pushes me to use and exploit everything I see around me to my own benefit. Can you explain? Whatever I see, table, chair, tea, myself, doesn't matter who and what. I want to use everything for my own comfort. To be natural, because this is my nature. No. It's not only that, that my nature forces me to use everything there is around me to my own benefit. What do you mean that it forces me? Forces me, pressures me, compels me. I can't do what I'd like to do were it not my nature compelling me to always search for a good, convenient, safe place and so on. I couldn't. This is the program that I exist in. So the program operates me in such a way that I always look for something so that I'll feel good and comfortable. Yes. And I see reality through that program. And I don't see reality. What I see all the time is, what can I use in order to feel in the most comfortable way? So I don't see things, but what I see is the extent to which they're to my benefit or to my detriment. And this is what composes the picture of my world. The resources that I can use, this is the picture. Yeah? And in that, I'm lying to myself 100%. It's like a mother that sees her child compared with other children, her home compared with other homes. She doesn't see anything. The only thing she sees is what her nature directs her to see. And this is considered slavery, a state from which I have to advance toward freedom from. So first of all, this is enslavement. And this is something that I can't get out of. Were I to get out of it, then I'd see the world without bending each and every detail to my own benefit, as if to my own benefit. Then I'd see the world objectively, in an independent way, independent of myself. And then, maybe, I could determine what freedom is. But when I look at everything through my ego, I can never see what freedom is. I have no understanding of what the concept of freedom is, because I'm distorted and the picture of my world is distorted. If so, then what is freedom? Freedom, it means that I rise above my own nature, above the nature of receiving pleasure from everything, arranging everything to my benefit in the best possible way. Is it preferable to rise from this nature? I don't know, but if you're asking about freedom, then this is where it is, beyond that. Previously, when you described the program through which I look at the world like a radar, I didn't hear it in your words, but I felt that there is something limiting about it. Is there? In freedom? No, in the program through which I see the world through. Of course. And what's to my benefit? What's... Of course. I'm extremely limited because I see everything only in terms of, is it to my detriment or benefit? It's very useful to see things this way. You can avoid things that might harm you or bring yourself closer to things that can benefit you. That's true, but also the extent to which it locks me inside the world that I depict for myself, a world where I see things only through what's to my benefit and what's to my detriment. I don't see anything objectively. A plant does photosynthesis. What does it do? It absorbs what's to its benefit and emits whatever is harmful for it. I think this mechanism exists also in other creatures. Yes. So it's natural. Yeah. So why are you saying that this is enslavement and a limitation and that freedom is beyond these limitations? You see this image in front of you. What do you mean? Me. Yeah. This is an animal that absorbs what it needs and emits what it doesn't. In terms of air, food, everything. You're right, like a plant. But it's my animal part, my body, my flesh and so on. But besides that, there's also the human part in me. The human part. There's a big difference that there is a human being and an animal in a single creature. And I'm talking about the human being in me. And he is very limited because he has a program according to which he works, just like his body works. And here I reach a state where I understand this and I'm saying, oh, I can rise above this program. I want to be free of it. Regarding my body, you're right. To always check what's good, what's bad, protect the body for it to be healthy, because it's like any other animal. This is how it has to live. But I want for the man part in me to be free. I want for him to know what's beyond the quality of receiving and giving. Giving, pulling, stealing. He has to be free. I want to build a free man in me out of him. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. This was truly interesting. We have many more questions. If you agree, we'll have another show about this subject. In the meantime, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best. Yay.